You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
India on Tuesday fast-tracked emergency use approval for foreign-produced COVID vaccines. The vaccines, which have been cleared by a major global regulator, can receive approval, the government said. The move will expand the basket of vaccines for domestic use. It also seeks to hasten the pace and coverage of COVID-19 vaccination. Currently, Covaxin and Covishield are the two vaccines being used in India. Russia's Sputnik V was approved by the government today. The net indirect tax collection jumped 12% in 2020-21 compared to the previous financial year. This is over 8% more than the revised estimate, government data showed. The center's net direct tax collection mainly comprises corporate and individual income tax. The GST receipts suffered a fall, the finance ministry's statement said. This is on account of COVID-19 pandemic, it added. Monsoon is likely to be normal for the third consecutive year, according to SkyMet Weather. In 2020 and 2019, monsoon was above normal at 110% and 109% of LPA respectively. SkyMet said the northern plains are likely to be at risk of being rain deficient through the season. It also said that interior parts of Karnataka could face scanty rains. The Indian Ocean dipole is unlikely to harm the monsoon season, said SkyMet. India's Olympic hopes rose after an easy win against Argentina. Goals from Harmanpreet Singh, Lalit Upadhyay and Mandeep Singh took India to fourth place. Ahead of India in the nine-team league are world number one Belgium, Germany, and Netherlands. Harmanpreet Singh was the player of the match. In January 2020, India beat 2018 World Cup runners-up Netherlands. A recent study by Harvard researchers stated that spanking may affect a child's brain development. Such children show heightened activity in certain regions of the brains. Three brains will be similar to those children who have experienced abuse. The research has been published in the journal Child Development. The researchers studied the effects on the prefrontal cortex, which impacts decision-making and processing of situations.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.